Hey, everybody. I need to take a moment out of this podcast just to talk to you just briefly about Anchor. Anchor is the platform that I use to make this podcast, and I have to tell you that it is a game changer. I was really nervous about how to find the time to record my podcast and to get it out to the world, and Anchor made it such an easy process. Everything is in one place. You just sign up. It distributes everything to all of the different platforms, Spotify, Apple, Google, all of those. And literally all you need to do is record and edit just straight from the platform. It is a game changer because it's so easy. Check it out today by downloading the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. I highly recommend it. It's what I use, and it has been a game changer for myself and for other people who are listening to my podcast. So go check it out.
Welcome to the Course Building Secrets Podcast. This podcast is for entrepreneurs, service-based business owners, and consultants who are ready to create, launch, and sell their expertise through the creation of profitable online courses. The real question is this: how do you package your message in a way that creates a scalable business for you and creates a bigger impact in the lives of your customers? This podcast will answer that question. Join me as we explore key tips and concepts to build a strong foundation to your online course business. We will look at the why and the how of the course creation framework. While sales and marketing your offer are critical, you also need to be able to sell something of value and substance. That's where the course creation framework comes in. This podcast is not for everyone. This is for people who want to get real results. We value the customer and learning experience. We are passionate about the transformation our customers will get and want to create an empire of raving clients and fans. We also believe that building an online course can be fun, creative, and profitable. So tune in every day for inspiration and practical tips to grow your business through profitable online courses. Hey everybody, it's Tara Bryan. Say today's episode, we are going to talk about brand loyalty. So I've always been fascinated by brand loyalty and what makes people loyal beyond being price conscious or looking kind of for the best deal, right? And you know, for me personally, there are certain places that I will shop or certain areas or things that I will buy because of brand loyalty. And for me, it makes perfect sense because if I am going to, say I shop at a particular store and I get points or I get miles or I get something that I'm able to then use in the future, it makes perfect sense to me because why not, right? Why would I flip around to different places when, like, I could, you know, just order coffee on my Starbucks app and then end up getting free coffee because I've recorded how much I've purchased by buying it on the app and then I get a free coffee, you know, I shouldn't say on a regular basis, but that's how much I drink coffee. So for me, it makes perfect sense. But what I've become fascinated by is how do you create that brand loyalty and what happens as a result of that? So the reason that this is triggered for me for this podcast is I was on a flight last night from Palm Springs to Minneapolis, a Delta flight. And probably in the last, I mean, I've always sort of flown, Delta has always been my preference, but I used to flip around based on the cheapest ticket. And probably the last 2 years, 2.5 years, I've flown exclusively on Delta as much as possible. And it's interesting what starts to happen when you do that. One, of course, from a familiarity standpoint, I'm very comfortable with my experience because my experience is going to be the same on each flight that I have with Delta. But also from a loyalty perspective, I'm racking up miles, right? So I'm getting different
status because I'm racking up miles, or I get preferred seating, I get preferred luggage, all that kind of stuff, right? So I was thinking about that because I was on this flight last night and I got a handwritten thank you card from Delta for my continued loyalty. And I sort of chuckled because I thought, well, that's interesting, right? But they called me out on the airplane and handed me a handwritten card that said, thank you for your loyalty. And you know, what a great gesture for a large corporation to recognize my loyalty to their airline. And so, you know, that was kind of cool, right? It was unnecessary, but kind of cool. And, but I think about it and, you know, is that the reason why I'm loyal to Delta? I don't know, right? Like it's nice having those perks and that status and be recognized for being a preferred customer. But, you know, for me, because of this experience, it's really hard for me to take a different airline, like really hard. Because now I've just been accustomed to getting the reward or the points or the miles for, the flight. And so if I take another one, I'm like, oh, it's not counting towards the miles. So therefore, you know, it'll affect my status. So every flight I take, I, you know, use that. Same thing with Starbucks, same thing with, another place that I shop a lot at is Target, right? So, these are places that I have brand loyalty to because of the experience that they've given me, being a customer. And I think about that as I'm building the brand of my business, I'm building the customer experience, I'm looking at how what I'm creating, not only from a product standpoint, but from an experience standpoint, really makes a difference in the loyalty that somebody has to your brand. And so it is super important to think about what are those small touches, what are those things that make it, make somebody more sticky to your brand, right? Make it that it's really difficult. Like I really think hard to book on another airline when, you know, Delta just doesn't have the right option, right? But like, I have to really think about it. And the whole time I'm irritated because I'm not taking the flight that I want to be taking. You know, how do I develop that same sense of loyalty and sort of identity with my customers, my clients, people who are purchasing my programs, who are building courses with us? And it's super important that you think of the same as you're creating that experience, because it's less about the thing and more about the full experience that you're creating for that particular person, not just for that moment, but their whole life cycle of working with you, right? Recently have been reading a lot on one of the groups that I'm on in Facebook about refunds and how people are asking for refunds and they're not, you know, they're not engaging in the courses, they're not engaging in the programs. And, you know, one of the biggest reasons for that is because they haven't felt included. They haven't felt brought in because the experience hasn't been there. When you're not creating that experience, when you're not making it sticky and giving them a reason to stay and a reason to interact and a reason to belong, even to the point where their identity is tied to it, then that is what starts to happen. People don't get the value. They don't stay and watch. They don't feel like they're a part of your world and your community. And so, you know, think about that the next time that you sit down in order to create your program. Is it's not just about the thing that you're creating, it's about the full experience. And we talk a lot about the learner or customer journey in our Course Building Secrets course because it's so important to think about that and how you take somebody from where they are today to where they're going in the future, and how do you bring them in and ascend them through so they really get that full experience, so they feel a part of it, they feel like it's an experience that they're, that's benefiting them, not just a transaction. And so you know, again, it was such a small little gesture last night to get that thank you card. But what a cool way to recognize the loyalty that somebody has to a company. And it was unnecessary. It was short, but it was very impactful. So think about that in your product that you're building. Is what is just one small thing that you can do to start that experience for your learners, for your customers, that helps to build that level of loyalty and sort of stickiness where they think twice to go somewhere else. They think twice about the fact that somebody else out there maybe has something similar to you. I challenge you to think about some small ways that you can make that experience more rich for someone, because it will be very, very powerful and it will make a huge difference in how your customers become lifelong clients for you in the future. So hopefully this serves you, and enjoy your day, and we will speak again soon.
Hey, everybody. Are you a business owner ready to streamline and scale your business? Imagine solving the biggest business challenges with clarity, a strategy, and a clear plan. Hey, I'm Tara Bryan, and I want to invite you to take the first step towards transforming your business with a free 30-minute discovery call. This call is an opportunity to discuss your goals, identify key challenges, and learn how my mentorship program can help you achieve the success you're aiming for. In just a half hour, we'll explore how you can scale your business by enhancing your authority strategy, engagement strategy, and retention strategy. You'll get personalized advice and a clear path forward. Ready to take the first step? Click on the link below that's in the show notes to book your free discovery call now. I hope to talk to you soon.